Every one of us has small world moments when we meet an acquaintance or a friend of a friend in a faraway place. J.R. Anchieta graduated from Sitka High in 2006. If he had known it was Joe Mill, class of 2009, lying behind the curtain in the intensive care area of the Roll 3 International Medical Unit, he may have had second thoughts about going in. He was already having second thoughts about going in.
Would it be somebody I know from the brigade that we've been following? And if I do know this person or these two people, how will I carry myself, or how can I prepare myself to deal with that situation?
His instructor at UAF and colleague in this documentary project, Cheryl Hatch, had already gone inside to get the soldiers permission to visit. There was nothing to stop Anchieta but his own fears.
Took a deep breath and prayed, and I decided to join Cheryl because I was kind of getting nervous, and the more time I waited, the more uneasy I felt. So I set my cameras down and went inside and introduced myself to PFC Rex Tharp next to Cheryl, and they were both talking, and I told him I was from Sitka, Alaska, and he said, "Oh yeah, my buddy next to me is from Alaska." And so I turned and I recognized Joe, and he recognized me, and after that, you know, I went next to him and talked to him.
Joe Mill and Tharp are not in Fort Richardson's Stryker Brigade. They are from Fort Drum, New York. Although Mill was 3 years behind Anchieta in school, the pair knew each other from church in Sitka. Mill's father was stationed in Sitka with the U.S. Coast Guard at the time. Both soldiers had lost their right legs below the knee to Taliban bombs called IEDs, or improvised explosive devices. Mill told Anchieta how it happened.
The two soldiers were on a mission, on a patrol. So PFC Rex Tharp was first injured in a blast in Kandahar, and he first hit the IED, and Specialist Joe Mill, you know, heard the blast and went running to get him, to aid him, and which set off another IED, which they were saying it appeared to be a command wire IED.
A command wire IED is a secondary weapon designed to inflict further damage in an attack, often on those there to render aid. Along with traumatic head injuries, the loss of limbs has become a defining characteristic of wounds suffered in America's wars in the Mideast. Anchieta says his former classmate seemed undeterred.
And he was very concerned about his career in the military because of his leg. And he was constantly asking the nurses, you know, "I don't care if I push buttons, I want to stay in the Army."
But Anchieta says that Mill was also thoughtful about his situation. He asked Anchieta to get in touch with his girlfriend, Hillary Martin, who still lives in Sitka. He also wanted those of us back here to know that the decision to serve should not be taken lightly.
What Joe told me was, "I am 20 years old. I could have gone to college, but I wanted to serve in the Army. And I'm not sure how explicit I could be, but he said, when you go back home, tell people that this stuff is real."
Joe Mill and PFC Tharp were expected to be transferred to a military hospital in Germany. J.R. Anchieta is returning to Alaska for the spring semester at UAF, where he'll also serve an internship at the Fairbanks Daily News Miner. His month-long study in Afghanistan may have delivered a bigger lesson than he bargained for. This stuff and the people who serve are very real.
I think the most touching thing that I've seen here is, you know, the sacrifice that the soldiers give. And I've met a lot of, you know, down-to-earth, awesome young men. And the most amazing thing is just, you know, talking to them.
Reporting in Sitka with help from Jeff Seifert, I'm Robert Woolsey.